Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechas Erevin, Daf Lamed Vav. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara points out a difficulty that on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah in regards to an Erev Tchumim, which is a Dorabanan, that Safek Erev Lekula, whereas in the Mishnah brought from Megavos, he holds Safek Tumu Lechumra with a Tuma Dorabanan. Rav Huna Bar Chinina said, Shani Tuma Hov Yesha Ikamina Torah. Tumah Derabbanan is different since it's a concept rooted in a Deraisa, meaning that there's a Tumah Mideraisa, and therefore we're Machmir, even by Tumah Derabbanan, so that one will not come to be lenient by a doubtful Tvila when he is a Tami Mideraisa. Erev Tchum, however, is purely a Derabbanan innovation. The Gemara provides two additional answers. Point number two, Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak asked Rav Huna that if one had two loaves of Truma, one Tame and one Tahor, and he didn't know which was which, and after placing the two loaves at the edge of the tchum, he said, let my erev be made with the tahor loaf, whichever one it is the erev valid? Rav Huna answered that according to both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, be'inan suda harui meba'od yom v'leika, we require a meal that is suitable while it's still day on Friday, and it's not in this case, meaning that since he doesn't know which loaf is the tahor one, he's not permitted to eat either of them. Therefore, the erev was not suitable to eat at the time that he placed it. Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case of a Safek, the erev was suitable at the time that he placed it and only became tummy later on. And point number three, the next Mishnah introduces the concept of Brera, of retroactive designation, and shows how it may be used in the case of placing an erev. A person may place two erevin in opposite directions of his Makom Shvisa, and say, if a Chacham comes from the east, my erev is to the east. If he comes from the west, my erev is to the west. If one scholar comes from the west and the other from the east, l'makom she'ertze elach, I shall go to the place I choose on Shabbos. This means that the erev which is in the direction he chooses will be retroactively valid and the other void. Rav Yehuda said that in the case of two Chachamim that come from different directions, if one was his Rebbe, he must go to his teacher. Rashi explains that according to Rav Yehuda, we assume that he wanted the erev that was in the direction of his Rebbe to take effect. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara points out a difficulty that on the previous daf, Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah in regards to Erev Tchumim, which is a Derabanan, that Safek Erev Lekula, whereas in the Mishnah brought from Megavos, he holds Safek Tumah Lechumra with a Tumah Derabanan. Rav Huna Bar Chinina said, Sha'ani Tumah Hovi Yeshla Ikam Min HaTorah. Tumah Derabanan is different since it's a concept rooted in a Deraisa, meaning that there's a Tumah Mideraisa, and therefore we're Machmir, even by Tumah Derabanan, so that one will not come to be lenient by doubtful tvila when he's tamid mideraisa. Erev tchum, however, is purely a derabanan innovation, and the Gemara provides two additional answers. Point number two, Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak asked Rav Huna that if one had two loaves of truma, one tame and one tahor, and he didn't know which was which, and after placing the two loaves at the edge of the tchum, he said, let my erev be made with the tahor loaf, whichever one it is the erev valid? Rav Huna answered that according to both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, be'inan suda haruya meba'od yom v'leika, we require a meal that is suitable while it's still day on Friday, and it's not in this case, meaning that since he doesn't know which loaf is the tahor one, he's not permitted to eat either of them. Therefore, the erev was not suitable to eat at the time he placed it. Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case of a Safek, the erev was suitable at the time that he placed it and only became tame later on. And point number three, the next Mishnah introduces the concept of Brera, of retroactive designation, and shows how it may be used in the case of placing an Erev. A person may place two Erevin in opposite directions of his Makom Shvisa and say, if a Chacham comes to the east, my Erev is to the east. If he comes from the west, my Erev is to the west. If one Chacham comes from the west and another comes from the east, l'makom she'ertze elech, I shall go to the place I choose on Shabbos. This means that the Erev, which is in the direction he chooses, will be retroactively valid and the other void. Rav Yehuda said that in the case of two Chachamim that come from different directions, if one was his Rebbe, he must go to his teacher. Rashi explains that according to Rav Yehuda, we assume that he wanted the Erev that was in the direction of his Rebbe to take effect. All right, so now we go to Simfer Daf Lamed Vav, and the simon is a lulav. A lulav, so here goes. The two lulavim floating in the mikveh with a questionable 40 saw had two loaves stuck on each of them, one tar and one tame, and were taken to opposite sides of the city to be used as Erevin. Once again, in slow motion. The two lulavim, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Vav. The two lulavim floating in the mikvah with a questionable 40 saw, which reminds us that one answer why Rabbi Yossi holds Safek Erev Lekula, whereas he holds Safek Tumah Lechumra, even with the Tumah Derabanan, was given by Rav Huna Bar Chinina, that Tumah Derabanan is different since it's a concept rooted in Deraisa, meaning that there's a Tumah Deraisa, and therefore we're Machmir, even by Tumah Derabanan, so that one will not come to be lenient by doubtful tevila when he is tami midraisa. Erev tchumim, however, is purely a derabbanan innovation. So the two lulavim floating in the mikvah with a questionable 40 saw had two loaves stuck on each of them, one tahor and one tame, which reminds us that Rav Huna said that if one had two loaves of truma, one tame and one tahor, and he didn't know which was which, and after placing the two loaves at the edge of the truma, he said, "Let my erev be made with a tahor loaf, whichever one it is," the erev is invalid, since we require a meal that is suitable while it's still day, on Friday, and it's not in this case, meaning that since he doesn't know which loaf is the tahor one, he's not permitted to eat either of them. Therefore, the erev was not suitable to eat at the time that he placed it. And Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case of a safek, the erev was suitable at the time that he placed it, and only became tame later on. So the two lulavim floating in the mikvah with a questionable 40 saw had two loaves stuck in each of them, one tahor and one tame, and were taken to opposite sides of the city to be used as erevin. Which reminds us that the next Mishnah introduces the concept of brera, of retroactive designation, shows how it may be used in the case of placing an erev on either side of one's makom shvisa, and the one the person chooses on Shabbos becomes retroactively valid, and the other becomes invalid. So once again, the two lulavim floating in the mikvah with a questionable 40 saw had two loaves stuck on each of them, one tahor and one tame, and were taken to opposite sides of the city to be used as erevin. This concludes today's shir. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.